and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
I think I agree with all of that. Once again, the words of Steve Voss. We must take America back. For those of you just joining us, welcome to the program. This is Jeff Bennett, once again filling in for John Stadtmiller. You're listening to this program, the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network. For those of you who may be listening on shortwave that have access to an online scenario, please come join us at rbnlive.com. Come listen live via the Internet. You'll find a great, sharp, clear signal. If nothing else, you get home late tonight, you can download this program and re-listen to it, share portions of it with like-minded people and those who oppose our way of thinking. And, you know, that's something that's always been a big concern to me, folks, is that we tend to argue our position. We don't tend to explain our position and our thoughts, etc. We tend to get into yelling and screaming matches with someone who disagrees with us over our beliefs about 9/11 or the Kennedy assassination or Oklahoma City, and we just want to scream, "What are you, man, nuts?" You know, and where does that get us? You know, if you don't have your P's and Q's, you don't have your facts down, you're not going to get the idea across. If you're not in a position to share programs of this caliber with people and have a potentially willing audience to listen to them, then we're not going to win. We're not going to take America back. We're not going to advance the cause of our constitutional republic or freedom or liberty or anything else. But during the first hour, we talked about how planning is socialism. We did some economic commentary. And I shared at the closing of the last hour that about a conversation I had with a large gun lobbyist in D.C. years ago. He's still there. That believes that his endeavors to sign up new members are only a numbers game. It allows them to have representation on the floor of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, just so that someone can say, "Well, I represent comments coming out of such and such a lobby group that has 6 million members strong or 3 million members strong." And for those of you who heard the first hour, yes, this is redundant, but we do have listeners that only pick us up during the second hour. And so it becomes important. We must take America back. I had a conversation probably 5 hours ago with a client who called inquiring about gold and silver. We talked for a great length of time because of his unique situation. You know what? Every one of your situations are unique to me, and I'm glad to give you whatever time is necessary. If you call up and you know what you want, that's one thing. If you call up and this gold and silver business is new to you, then I will take the time, and I'll spend as much time with somebody that wants to spend $200 or $2,000 as I will with somebody who wants to spend $20,000 or $200,000. But the question came about in his particular case. Well, we got a quick break already. We'll pick this up again. Stay tuned to the National Intel Report. I'll be back with you in just a couple of moments.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Oh, welcome back. Jeff Bennett filling in for John again today. You're listening to the National Intel Report. The comment, and I was laughing a little bit because of a comment that was left on the chat room, which is open today, by the way, www.federalobserver.com. I typically open that room when I'm on the air, either as a guest or as a guest host, so I'm glad to be here with you. You've got a good group of folks in the room, both some new people and some old friends. I was sharing with you that this conversation I had with a gentleman earlier, who had called specifically to inquire about gold and silver. He has a wife. He's got five kids. And his concern, as relates to we must take America back, is how are we going to do this? Just like the lobbyist who said, well, Jeff, it's only a numbers game to me. That is part of our biggest problem in this movement, is the lack of numbers. Go back to things in the early part of our nation's history when you realize that such a small percentage of so-called American patriots were actually in favor of the revolution. Many of them wanted to side with the government extent. In other words, that was still in power, the British at that point in time, because we were nothing but upstart colonists, you understand. And it took an awful long way for the Sunshine Patriots who were vocalizing to finally stand up and realize that our cause was just, and that they wanted to aid in that cause, even though they were jumping on the bandwagon about the time the caboose was leaving the station. That's no different in our situation in America today in the year of our Lord 2005, people, is how do we increase our numbers? And the gentleman's question that was posed to me is, how do we reach my seven-year-old child? How do I begin to talk to my seven-year-old child about the problems that are facing this nation today without scaring the pants off of the kid? You know, and then I begin to think about it. Well, for the most part, aren't most Americans in that same category? Mentally and emotionally, they are probably not much more than seven-year-old children. So how do we begin to reach the vast numbers of Americans? By yelling and screaming at them, by screaming New World Order, 9-1-1, Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. Where's that place that Alex Jones claims he snuck into? You know, it's the minute you do that kind of thing, the minute you start screaming New World Order, conspiratorial, takeover, et cetera, et cetera, you've just lost the listener. There's nothing there to keep that individual from wanting to talk to you because you're instantly a coot. And so how do we begin to open a dialogue with these people so that they will stand there and talk to us, and little by little we turn up the heat on these frauds so they can begin to understand and join this battle for our freedoms, for our liberty, for this republic? I've always felt that there are several ways to do it. We must talk to these people in a manner that they can understand. First and foremost, it becomes economic. We can talk to them about things like the interest rate. Don't start jumping out of the bandwagon. Wow, the Federal Reserve in 1913 and Ohio didn't ratify, and, you know, this screwed us and Nixon, the gold, and FDR. The minute you start that, you're going to lose them. We must begin to talk to people on a plane that they can understand without fear that we're trying to take over their little pea-picking minds. We talk about jobs in this country. We talk about the cost of gasoline, what it's costing to you know, 17 gallons of gas. You fill your car at $52 for 17 lousy gallons of gas. These are the things, the economic issues that affect each and every American each and every day of the year. The cost to feed their family of husband and wife and five kids, how these costs have continued to escalate, the cost of an automobile, the cost of servicing an automobile. You know, once you get a guy talking in those degrees, then it becomes interesting to enter into the fact that, boy, you know, what I find frustrating is that I no longer can work on my, 2004 Oldsmobile or Pontiac. I have to go back and get a 1964 or 1972 Chevrolet or Pontiac or Cadillac where I can personally service it. But now they got all this computerization stuff online, and it's made things difficult for me to service my own vehicle any longer. Now, come on, folks. We all grew up with parents and grandparents that had a shop full of tools that were doing their own repair work on these old cars and these Jeeps and their trucks and their international harvesters. But those days are gone because we've got these computerized boards on the cars that in the event of an accident, they can go pull this, in effect, little black box and determine that we didn't have our seatbelt on, therefore we're subject to a fine and a ticket. Or because we were maybe exceeding the speed limit by a couple of miles an hour, no matter who was at fault for causing the accident, because we were speeding and Big Brother's watching us after the fact. Now, don't throw the terms Big Brother in there. But you see how little by little we step up to the plate with this mentality, this thought process. We can certainly talk about the job issue in this country. I've got a friend who lives in Payson who spent almost 30 years in floor covering, chiefly tile. And the guy used to make $28 an hour, including his benefits and everything else. Now, in order for him to find work at all, he's got to be willing to stoop down and do the work for $9 an hour and get no benefits because of the illegal invasion of America. I don't care where they come from, Eastern Europe. They want to come up from Mexico. They want to come from China. This is what you and I are losing our jobs to. These become simple things to talk to our people about. So sit down with a seven-year-old child. How do you begin to talk about it? We have to start talking about it in terms of things they might understand, a penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, to put a quarter next to an old silver quarter, talk about the way things used to be and why this quarter over here is worth more money than this quarter. You've got to start very slow, very simply. Now, that's just a brief shot, and I really want to open up the phone lines for the balance of the 45 minutes on this program today. 1-800-313-9443. I want your input on this issue. I want you to share with us experiences you've had. And you know what? We've all had the same experiences, turning people off and turning them away. How do we increase our numbers to the point where we can honestly say it's a numbers game to us? How do we take back America, short of lock and loading? Because that's the issue. Those are amongst the issues that I think are very, very, very important. How are we going to step out and get somebody from our church to come in and sit down and talk intelligently with us, or our next-door neighbor, or more importantly, our spouses? Because that's the biggest complaint I hear. My wife thinks I'm nuts. Well, you know, my husband is just, he goes to work and he doesn't care. He just thinks I'm all wet. This patriot stuff and survival and preparedness and getting the gold and silver, and he don't think we need a water filter because he believes that this here's the cleanest water in the country that our city puts out. You think I'm jesting? You've all heard these things. You've heard them on a constant, continual basis. I know of more marriages in the last 10, 12 years that have fallen apart because the husband and wife had radically opposing views of this thing we call patriotism and this desire to take America back and to rout out the enemies. John made a comment to me earlier. He apparently had gotten into an argument with somebody on the phone. And he said, no, pal, you just don't get it. You don't understand. Without a radical increase of the numbers and an incorporation of people who don't come to us with their personal agendas, we're never going to amass enough people in this country together to take this country back. Sean in Austin, you're on the air. How are you? Sean, you with us? Hello? Where's he at, Paul? Okay, sorry about that. All right, guess he hung up. I don't know how long he was on hold. Sean, give us a call back, 1-800-313-9443. Everyone, share with us your thoughts about how to take this country back. Armed insurrection? Well, maybe it's past time for that. I don't know the answers. We've seen the violation of human rights, civil rights, and other rights down in Louisiana. It's not going to end. It's going to continue to go on until those people get what they want. So, folks, give us a call today, 800-313-9443. Share with us your thoughts, how maybe you've had a success story and what has particularly worked for you in an individual relationship with someone. This is an army we must build. And, of course, terminology army always means military to many, many people. But the fact of the matter is we got a lot of foreign military in this country, the Dutch, the Germans, it goes on and on and on. How many others? Punk Wally in the chat room says, keep the illegals out of my country. That, to me, is one of the biggest problems we have in this country, is the allowance of the massive influx of illegal aliens coming into this country. It's horrible. It's costing us jobs. It's costing we, the taxpayers, big money. They slip in over the border overnight. They have a kid. The kid instantly becomes an American citizen, and mom and dad and 21 other family members get to stay here, all on the government dole. All on the government dole. These arenas are very, very problematic. What is today, Wednesday? Country must be sleeping, or I've taken them off in areas today that they just don't get, which is certainly possible. We tend to get excited. We tend to get angry about particular issues. My website, federalobserver.com, has spent the better part of a year concentrating on and discussing chiefly this issue of the illegal invasion of America. Don't tell me there's anybody in the country that is not going to be willing to sit down and discuss that situation. Their son or daughter, or maybe even themselves, lost their job in the construction industry or otherwise because the job was given to an illegal invader. Illegal. They got here illegally, but they don't have to pay the price. You and I pay the price for them being here illegally. Stick around. We'll be back after a couple minutes break. Give us a call, 800-313-9443.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Absolutely. We're back with the National Intel Report. We've got phone lines stacked up here. Sean and Austin, we finally made it. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm surprised, actually, that more people aren't just yanking their hair out over how things have been going the last 6 months.
Well, I think the American public is just so dumbed down, and they've got their heads so far up their assets, so to speak, that they just can't see it. They cannot fathom all of this is happening, Sean.
Well, I got a couple points. I don't want to get too far off subject, but and I think they're painfully obvious, but that's, once again, things that I guess people just don't think about. You know, I've off and on been a business owner in the past, and, you know, if I were going to build a software application for a boating company, I wouldn't go hire an attorney to do it. And my point, the people that run for office, and a lot of these people that are, most of them, I should say, that are appointed in the positions, and obviously the case is the FEMA director, if you look at their resume, you wouldn't hire them to do that job if you were a business owner, yet miraculously they're put in these places that they have no business or
no experience at all. Yep.
And I think that's the first problem. And the second issue is it's also painfully obvious to me that most people in politics are career politicians, which is never the intent of how it was supposed to be. You know, as someone from the average one of the average Americans from the working population is supposed to, you know, take office because they're more in tune with the people.
Correct.
You know, serve their term and then you go back to their real job and let the next person, you know, have a shot at it. So the career politician idea is one of the main problems. And then the other thing is, unfortunately, that, you know, if you don't have a couple $1 million in the bank or you don't know a few millionaires, you're never going to get in the office.
That's true.
Into any office of any authority where you can actually do some positive things.
And those that are able to come up with the money, they're usually coming up with the money of people who have an agenda and they want a return of the favor later on down the road. That
exactly.
does the American public no good, Sean.
Exactly. Well, they're just appointed by some other means. They're not. It's not any different than you know President Bush appointing you know Mike Brown. It's you know President Bush was appointed by other people. That have special interests as well. And,
well,
you know, the system's broken, basically.
Well, of course it is. But you speak about people with experience getting jobs. I mean, whether one agrees or not, I have to look at George Bush. The man couldn't run an oil company. Daddy and company had to bail him out. He couldn't run a baseball team. Daddy and company bailed him out of that. There are those in Texas who don't think he did a very good job running Texas. And unfortunately, with all that lack of experience, he's now in D.C., and he's not doing a particularly good job up there. So,
well, and that's what I don't understand. I mean, you know, I don't mean to downgrade the intelligence level of the American public, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out these people, you know, don't have any business being in the positions that they're in.
Absolutely correct.
You know, the first priority on anybody's mind when it comes to voting is, or at least looking at candidates they want to vote for, not that the vote matters at this point, until we do something about the electronic deals, is that, you know, what experience does this person have? It doesn't really matter who they are, or whether they're a male or female, or what party they belong to, you know, as long as they at least have some experience knowledge and that type of application.
One of my concerns during the last presidential election, or the last number of them, is that people have asked me about, well, gee, do you think Kerry would have been any better? And I said, of course he would. And this is the problem that I finally realized. If George W. Bush and John Kerry were the best this country has to offer to lead this country, then it's all over for us, and we are in deep trouble. But unfortunately, the best never has an opportunity to run. That's the big problem.
Yeah, I agree. I just have one more statement, then I'll jump off here and let somebody else talk. But, you know, honestly, and I have to say this, and this sounds horrible, but the day they come to take my guns, you know, they'll have to take me out in the body bag because I'm not going to let that happen.
Well, let them have your guns. Just barrel first and whatever comes out of it.
Well, that's you know that's the point, I guess.
I know.
You know, I don't. I hope it doesn't come to that. But unfortunately, the track that we're going down, it's probably going to come to that. And if people don't put their foot down, you know, we're going to end up in another situation like they did back in World War II. It's as simple as that.
I fully agree.
And unfortunately, you know. A lot of times it takes a major, you know, people look at September 11th and think that was a major incident. They don't have a clue what's coming, and it takes something, you know, very major to wake people up. And
that's correct.
And you know, unfortunately, all the arrows are pointing in that direction.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for joining the program today. Sean down in Austin, you have a great one. Keep tuning in. We'll do our best to keep folks informed. All right, Wally in Austin, and we've got Shepard in Ohio standing in line here. Wally, what's going on today?
Hey, just got a couple of things to say.
Please.
Just found out a good buddy of mine, he's got a 15-year-old son in public school in Pflugerville, and he was, and it's not proven that he did this, but there were someone with the marker wrote something on the wall at the school, and he's being charged with a felony, and he's 15. And the only proof that they have is some girl said it looked like his handwriting.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, go figure. If they start that early, he's not gonna be able to vote. You know, even not that voting can even count necessarily, but you know, you can draw your own conclusions from that.
It's the old adage of innocent until proven guilty, but not in this country. Wally, we've got to go to a break. Thanks for calling in. I hope we get more time. Another call. We'll be right back, folks. Stand by.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priest of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back for the long haul now. No breaks now until the end of the program. We've got Shepard in Ohio, Tim in Connecticut standing by. Shepard, how are you this afternoon?
Real good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What goes on in your part of the world?
I'm a little new at paying attention to politics. So I have my insights and my instincts, but I don't have the vocabulary necessarily to articulate what's floating between my ears.
Okay.
But it seems to me I don't have an answer to the question how to take back America. The extent of my politics is Book of Judges and Book of Kings. The old Hebrews said, we want kings like our neighbor countries. And the Almighty said, okay, you won't like it, but here's your king.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We haven't been terribly involved, so you don't get involved. You're not asking for much. You don't ask for much, you don't get much, and we don't have much except trouble. As far as the mechanics of how to get out of it, I don't have a clue, as I've already alluded to. But here's my insight and instinct. You can help me out on this. It seems to me, no matter what form of government around the world, whether it's a constitutional republic, a democracy, Islamic theocracy, or whatever, aren't all economies of all nations of the world going socialist, no matter what?
In effect, you're basically right. And I think that, to attempt to answer the country, how do we take it back? Unfortunately, it has to begin with education. The biggest problem I'm convinced of is that it's getting way too late in the game to educate it, to pull enough people into the thought process.
Well, obviously, there's lots of websites you can go to. I certainly would invite you to go to my website, federalobserver.com. There's over 10,000 columns in there. It's not a news site. There's a tremendous amount of education in there. As a matter of fact, if you go in there in the search archive and look under, just type in the word Giuliani. It's not for Rudy. And Lisa Giuliani, who actually has done a lot of writing for me in the past, has published a marvelous piece on the missing 13th Amendment. I would certainly recommend you take a good, strong read. It's a real wake-up call.
Education is run by the National Education Association, more or less, now. And if you try to homeschool your children, you're now a terrorist. So.
Well, that's certainly, they've done their fair share of that. I think that his question, of course, was how do I sit down and talk to my 7-year-old child? Mm-hmm. And it instantly hit me. That's the problem. The majority of people in this country mentally are no more than 7-year-old children.
Your average metropolitan newspaper is written on a 5th grade level.
Exactly.
I've never been to school a day in my life. I never saw inside of a school building. My parents were excommunicated Amish. I could do 5 things the average high school or college graduate cannot do: read, write, spell, punctuate, and count.
Can't do it.
I live near Ohio State University. I manage a rooming house near campus. I have actually tutored students at OSU. And
amazing.
I am technically uneducated, but I'm articulate, and I'm tutoring them to read.
It's so appalling, and that's the problem. I read a report the other day that our education and knowledge and ability level in this country is dropping further and further back. And, of course, those countries that are ahead of us are India, Pakistan, China, Japan, Korea, etc., and we're sitting there getting shoved further and further down, and yet George Bush has this marvelous thing called No Child Left Behind. In my estimation, the entirety of the American people are being left behind.
Well, it's engineered that way. That's what
of course it is.
That's another definition for equity.
Absolutely.
How do we compete? We don't. We compete by losing. That way we're on an even keel with the rest of them. It goes back to my socialism idea.
That's an interesting one, because you're right. It is a form of education. We are designed to fail by design, and it's a horribly rotten situation. One of my best writers is Linda Schrock-Taylor, who is just a brilliant education writer. She cannot keep a job because she teaches in the old way, and the school systems in this country today cannot allow that. And so it's cost her job after job. But I thank you for your input. I would enjoy talking with another time offline. And you've got much to offer us. Shepard, I thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Tim in Connecticut with Dale in Texas standing by.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Tim, yourself?
Very well, thank you, sir.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, it seemed to me I called Alice Jones on this several times, and I talked to John Statenletter about this, and there seems to be a lot of, like, would-be Christians out there. I'm not picking on the folk music industry, but these people have, substantial amounts of money, and, they do see them upstage with $5,000-$6,000 gold crosses on their neck, and I wouldn't think it would hurt them so much if they could donate some money to Alice Jones and John Statmiller, and, the theory behind this being, like, let's get these people some airtime. Maybe we can get them on a commercial slot inside of a football game where your armchair patriots are, your armchair patriots are usually listening at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and educate the masses this way, because it's really not working with just radio time. I see numbers falling off, because people just aren't getting the gist of what's happening here. And there is a book that's called Hidden Tyranny. It's called the Rosenthal Document.
Yes.
And on page 23, it specifically states this was an interview given to a Zionist called Mr. Harold Rosenthal by a Christian named Mr. Waite. And it states on page 23, it says, "The American people have been easily ruled through our propaganda that the pen is muddier than the sword. We, Zionists, virtually get away with murder. And all the goy do is to talk about it, which is ineffective since we, the masters of propaganda, always publish a contradicting account. If the Aryan would review history and apply those lessons of the past, then the pen will be thrown down in disgust and the sword yield in the heat of passion. Thus, if some periodical of no repute or some pamphlet with limited circulation Their pen is no match for ours, but our constant fear is that they may open their eyes and learn that no change was ever brought about with a pen. History has been written in blood, not with ink. No letter, editorial, or book has ever rallied the people or stopped tyranny. We understand this principle and are continually propagandizing the people to write letters to the president, to Congress, and to the local media. We are safe to continually exploit, intimidate, and disfranchise the white Americans as long as they are preoccupied with the illusion of educating the masses through printed material.
Tim, let me interrupt for a second, because and I'm not interrupting for the same reason that another talk show host on another network would interrupt you. This is a subject matter that I personally understand well. I happen to have the Rosenthal documents, as well as many other publications written by other people of Rosenthal's ilk, as it were, or chosen, whatever. And I got to be honest with you, that this is the basic overall. I mean, you sit there and look at the protocols of the learned elder of Zion, which, of course, the Zionists like to tell us is a false document. I can almost prove it was not.
Right.
Certainly, I've done extensive reading of Henry Ford's work, The International Jew. I have been working for over a year on a special presentation of that publication, The International Jew, which will be posted
right
on the Federal Observer. But, you know, you can go on the Internet, and you can download that whole thing, and you can read it. Ours is going to be different because it's going to be an interactive publication, which is going to link various aspects of Ford's writing to writings by so-called Jews, I like to call them Zionists, that will basically support exactly the things Henry Ford spoke of. It's been a long time in coming. It is a major project. There's nobody helping me with it. I'm having to do it all. And I can sit down and work days and days and days on end. It is a real problem. There is a lecture that I have shared on the air over the years that I also recreated, but I now have an original copy of the speech by Benjamin Friedman, himself a Jew, who his piece is commonly now today referred to as The Warnings of Benjamin Friedman. And he is warning us of exactly what Rosenthal was doing. He's telling us the truth, telling us exactly how the Zionists are taking over not just this country, but the world. They control the media. They control Hollywood, the entire entertainment industry. They control the medical community. And it goes on and on and on. And in many respects, they control who is allowed to take public office.
Right.
The fact that we send billions of dollars a year to the state of Israel in aid, a lot of that money is then turned around and sent back to America to their lobbying organizations, who continue to lobby those who are running for office or running for re-election to ensure that there will be more money for Israel the next year. And
right.
and to make this short, because we've got some other calls, understand something about what we call Israel today. In my mind, this is not Israel of the Bible. This is a rogue state, and we're continuing to pave for our own demise.
Well, I just wanted to say to the people, you know, one thing. If you, it's within inside the Rosenthal document itself. If you read the interview, I mean, basically, it's just a handful, and even John Stadtmiller agrees, a handful of Zionists that are controlling 250 million people in this country. My God, I think that's pretty sick. If we can't take our country back, if we can't get some TV airtime to take our country back from a handful, this is like the Wizard of Oz. You pull back the curtain, you see the little man behind it controlling the machine. People in this country don't realize that it's just a handful of Zionists controlling
them. You're
right,
Tim, but
sick.
You just told us why we can't get it. We can't get TV time because of who controls the television networks. And that's the sad thing.
Well,
you got to find
Alex Jones was on TV. He was on American Survivalist, was he not?
Yeah, but he doesn't discuss this particular issue. He avoids it like the plague.
I know. He does. He avoids the Jewish. And you're absolutely right. He avoids the Jewish issue like the plague. I don't know why. I'm not insinuating anything. But the only way, and it does say in the Rosenthal document, it says, "Woe be to unto us if they ever see the futility of it all. Lay down their pen and employ the sword." And it says, "A recurrence to history would edify our minds and show us that the European countries solve their Jewish problem only by the use of force and physical expulsion."
Absolutely. Tim, I thank you for
thank
your
you
input
so much
today. I appreciate it. Take care of yourself. Dale in Texas and Ed down in Austin standing by. Dale, I hope you're still with us.
Yes, hello.
Good. Thanks so much for staying online with us.
Yes, sir. Hey, let me tell you, this is a breath of fresh air, you know?
Well, thank
it really
you.
Is. You're doing a great job. Let me point out that one of my successful methods of getting to people is through my church. You know, we especially on Wednesday, like tonight, we have a Bible study.
Yes, sir.
And in our praises and our prayers and our worship, we have a little bit of a moment when we can bring up some relative important issues. You know, for example, if some House bill is coming up, we need to call our congressmen or our senators, you know, to defeat a bill or to approve a bill or whatnot. And I find that's really successful in getting to the masses, because if we don't have the churches, we're not going to have this nation. Is my thoughts on the thing? This country was founded by the churches and by the Christian nation.
People came to this country to escape religious persecution. And now, 200, 400 years later, we're having it all over again. What's wrong with people?
That's right. And see, we really need to be strong in our faith and strong through our church. And as far as armed insurrection, how are you going to fund it? With the Federal Reserve dollars? Ha, ha, ha.
Right,
you know,
right.
We need to get real here, you know. We need to get take our country back through our churches.
Dale, you brought up a very interesting point, because you're talking about through the churches, but you also mentioned several things about, you know, local issues, state legislature. You see, this is the biggest problem we face. We all talk about things on a national level, the federal government. The fact of the matter is, even though the federal government has fought it for years, the only way we can begin to facilitate change is first and foremost within ourselves individually, within our own families, within our own churches, within our own communities, our own counties, our own states, etc. It must begin on a more local basis. Tip O'Neill was right. He says all politics is local. That's the key word. You must begin locally. If you try to take on the big bad federal bear, you're going to lose your assets almost every time. But if you start locally, you can begin to facilitate change locally. You're always going to be fighting an uphill battle, but you know what? These battles are winnable. I have been on the winning end of a major battle with the federal government, and it only took 450 days, and what I began was signed into legislation. I'm not going to go into that story today, but you're absolutely right. It's got to go to the churches, but it's within the families. It's within our own hearts and our own minds.
That's true. And the other thing is when we are, you know, on topic or on the radio or broadcasting, we need to tone down the sensationalism a little bit. You know, I mean, if you report a fact, then it stands by itself.
That's correct.
You know, we've seen that with this report of, quote, Mexican troops invading Texas, blah, blah, blah. Then the next day you find out it was a kitchen and doctors and nurses going to San Antonio to pay us back for our help we give to them during the earthquake they had last year.
Yes.
And you know, when you sensationalize something or you run off, you know, half-cocked, you lose credibility, I'm sorry to say.
No, you're absolutely right.
Well, have a good night. And
you
good
too.
Program.
Dale, thanks a lot. Ed in Austin, Russ in Dallas is standing by. Ed, how are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing really good. How about yourself?
Doing as good as can be under the circumstances.
A friend of mine, I wanted to invest in gold, and he said, if you take physical possession of the gold, then to be able to resell it for, trade it for money or whatever, you would have to have it reappraised, and that the cost of that was pretty high. And you talk like you're very knowledgeable along the lines of precious metals. Can you enlighten me, please?
Only from the standpoint, and we'll kind of make this quick and short, and I would suggest that, you know, you and I can talk offline a little bit more in depth. And you can do that by calling 1-800-691-7898. But not to avoid your question, in some respects, your friend is right. If you own gold nuggets, if you own, and I can't even say gold bars, because most gold bars are what we call hallmarked, which means they've got maybe a serial number stamped on them. They typically come from recognized production mines around the country and around the world. Silver is a good example with Johnson Matthey bars, Engelhardt bars. Those are all internationally recognized hallmark bars. But if you start talking about nuggets, you're right. If you start talking about gold in the form of coin, that's one of the reasons that there's so much emphasis on coin, because that appraisal, if you will,
and testing is no longer necessary. I mean, I can take a gold coin into a coin shop today, and they can determine right then and there whether that coin is a phony coin or a real one. They've got a chemical that they'll drip on it that does not cause any eating or damage to the gold that lets them know if it's real, if it's pure, whatever. But by dealing in gold coins, in this particular case, anything minted in 1933, whether it was American, British, Italian, German, Prussian, Russian, doesn't matter where it comes from, those were coins that were struck for a very specific purpose. They were struck for commerce, and they're highly recognizable. What? By some bozo on the street? Of course not. Krugerrand, of course, is going to be recognizable, but that is a modern-day bullion coin. It would not be subject to a new assay or anything like that, but, you know, those are the forms of gold that would be looked upon as a confiscable entity, because it is, the key here is that is a gold bullion coin, and it is bullion and bullion coins that by law in this country would be subject to governmental confiscation, as it is to all countries. But in this particular instance, coins minted prior to 1933, that doesn't mean high price. It doesn't mean massive premiums. It means that coins having rare or unusual or historical value, actually the terminology is rare, historical, or unusual values to collectors of coins, are exempt from confiscation all over the world. Doesn't mean you have to start buying $1,000 and $10,000 rare coins, because there is no breakdown that way. You know, when you dipped into daddy's pocket at the end of the day to grab pennies to stick in a blue book, you were a collector. Wouldn't be bad to have a 1909 SBDB, which is worth, you know, a bunch of money. But that's what it is on the simple. So in some respects, your friend's right, but he didn't take it far enough.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Dale, thanks much.
It's Ed.
Ed, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes. I forgot to do a scratch out. Have a good one, Ed. We've got Russ in Dallas and Bob in Kansas standing by.
Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Russ, yourself?
I'm doing terrific. Well, I think your question today was basically, what can we do about this? Well, you know, I've been doing some think about this for a long time, and I've also mentioned a couple things to John. Some were real kudos to RBN, and others were not so much.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the Jewish issue does no good unless it can be shown that the conspirators are not Jews, but only masquerading as Jews. As soon as we pull the Jew card, we alienate all churchianity Christians who've been schooled by their pastor that the Jews are God's chosen people. And we don't want to alienate them. We want to grow the ranks of those that are awake.
That's correct.
We've got to continue to educate people. People are waking up. Every time something happens, I talk to people everywhere I go. I go to a car dealership. I talk to somebody there. I went to the Harley dealer today. One of the salesmen can't wait to get more information.
Good.
I talked to one of my customers the other day. They're saying, oh, my gosh, I know. What can we do? RBN's to be commended for their programming, and especially for the archives. If you have a particular program that you can steer someone to, that's a tremendous, asset there when you can take them and focus their attention on a particular bit of information that you know is vital and critical and hits at the core.
Correct.
Plus, as we achieve critical mass, we're going to be closer to success, but also we're going to be more vulnerable, because this is when the globalist Satanists will mount their all-out assault. Okay. Also, I think one of the most important things is we've got to stand by those that put themselves out on the front line. I called John one day and I said, we've got to focus like a laser on some of these issues. And his stand was, well, I don't have time to do that. Well, I'm not asking just him to do it. I'm asking everybody to do it. Right now, Rick Stanley's in jail for standing up. Dixon Cannon's in jail for standing up. Larkin Rose is in jail for standing up. Al Thompson's in jail for standing up. And how many others? And as soon as they go to jail, we collectively forget about them.
Absolutely.
Okay, we cannot do that. We have got to stand behind them, because otherwise, who's going to be the next one to stand up? I don't want to stand up if I know I'm going to be abandoned as soon as I do.
No, you're absolutely right. The biggest problem is one of the best ways we can honor is to educate people as to why these people have gone down, why they're in jail.
But Jeffrey, we've also got to stand behind them. Do you think Rick Stanley would still be in jail if there was 50,000 people standing outside that judge's house demanding restitution for what's been done, demanding accountability? When Dixon Cannon went to jail, it was because there was a crooked federal judge that would not allow the jury to see the law. Okay, if there was 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000 people calling that judge accountable,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's when you grab somebody from the media, some reporter by the shirt collar, and say, you are going to report this.
Absolutely correct.
You know, we have got to stand behind these people. If we don't continue to educate, if we don't continue to keep from alienating people that should be on our side by mislabeling the conspirators as to not who they are but who they're not, if we don't continue to stand behind those that are sticking their neck out, this country's over.
And stop the infighting. Russ, I got to let you go. Bob's been holding. He's the last call I'll probably be able to take today. Thanks. Stay in touch, will you, buddy? Bob in Kansas, you're on.
Hello.
Bob?
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, I guess pretty good.
Good deal. What you got in mind today?
Well, start off with, I got a lot of food for thought in the last 20 minutes. One of the things is what do all these men in jail have in common? They tried to dance with the devil, and he names the tune, and he names the price.
That's right.
And they tried to play a paper war with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win in a paper war. Let's go back to Mr. Rosenthal, and then we'll leave that at that.
It's okay. No, you're right.
The illegal immigration thing, it's all part of the Kassirian plot. That's what they want. They know we're busy being overrun and fighting like hell to get our jobs and live and exist, and we don't have time to do anything about it.
You're absolutely correct.
And that's the problem. You know, people have been trying to fight this in the most nicest way I can ever think of. I mean, they've tried.
Because that is our big problem, Bob, is we are too nice. We try to do things cleanly and above board as decent little God-fearing Christians. The other side are just dirty. They're filthy. They cut to the quick and go after us.
Well,
and
when
we
you're
hold
in a
up.
Battle, you need to not to be so much dirty, but be righteous with your God and your heart. Know they're wrong and they're with the devil. And cut them to the quick.
Absolutely.
Cut off their seed in the earth if need be. You know, I mean, people are too scared to try that.
No,
you know,
I think
right
you're absolutely
now,
right.
Right now we're looking at the federal lockdown of the whole country. So as to trying to recapture things on a local level, well, that may happen after the lockdown when people start seeing what really goes on. And
I
it
agree.
May not. But
I agree. Bob, I hate to cut
all
you
right.
short. We've
we'll
only
see.
Got, I'm going to take one more call. I think it's Cannon, Rhode Island. I apologize if I get that wrong. We've only got about a minute. I'm sorry?
Hello?
Ann. Go ahead. Ann.
Yes.
Last call. We've only got about a minute left. Well, sorry about that, Ann.
Okay. I think, like I said, a bunch of homos is running this country. You've got the American people that won't even try to fight that. What's the matter with these people? I applied for Social Security, disability. You got foreigners coming over here that collect your money in 6 months. I, who was born out here, have to wait 2 years for my money and get an attorney? What's wrong with this?
Yeah, it's something that's most definitely wrong. It's part of the sickness.
I have to get a denial letter. I had to get an attorney. I mean, why do I have to get a denial letter when I put my time in? My attorney told me to apply for American public assistance, okay? I did that, okay? And I had the interview, and the woman said to me, you know what, Aunt? I don't know if there's enough funds in here for you. I turned around, and I said to her, excuse me, what did you say to me? And she goes, oh, wait a minute. You did, when you were working at the time, you did put your time in. And I goes, don't tell me that there's not enough funds in there for me. If there's enough funds in there for the foreigners and the illegal aliens, stick them over there, there's enough funds for me.
I agree. Ann, I hate to cut you short. We are out of time. Thanks so much for calling. Folks, this is the end of a second day. Thanks for allowing me to fill in for Joe.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stop the FTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.